Saturday morning.
Your challenge, should you choose to accept it, and let's face it, you have no choice.
I never have a choice.
You
no.
will be walking from Cashel to Dublin. Your hometown of Cashel to Dublin.
To Marconi House.
Right into work.
And not only that, you're walking it. You're walking it with a deadline. Because we're going to send you off next week, middle of next week, and go, right, call it, go. And then you have to be in Marconi House before the end of the show on Friday.
Hold on. Hold on 2 seconds here now.
What?
When are you sending me off?
Wednesday.
And you want me to be back when?
Friday.
I don't think that's possible.
Look, sleep,
that's
sleep is for the weak, Carl.
No.
You just walk. All you got to do is literally, he's not even running this one. It's so easy.
What would David Goggins do?
What would Dave Moore do?
Yeah, what would you do?
I think,
would it not be make more sense if he did it?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I can't be. I'd be swinging sledgehammers against walls. That's no problem. That's my kind of.
Anyway, Dave's planning something else. He's doing a sponsored walk from his couch to the television.
And back.
So does that mean... Wait now, there's a lot of questions.
We don't have time for questions.
We're
going to play JLS now in a second.
You've done a marathon. This is no bother to you. This is
the radio show.
Only
three or four marathons.
So when you finish the radio show, what's the crack with me?
You just keep walking. Like, if you don't keep walking, you're not going to make it. This is a challenge, Carl. It's a challenge is kicking off Wednesday. You're going to leave your hometown of Cashel, which you love going to. You're already down at the weekend. You love hanging around there, showing off your earring and all.
Yeah.
So you go down.
True.
Wednesday, you go, right, boys, see you later. I'm out. And you start just put one foot in front of the other, Carl.
Carl, I was all over Europe at the weekend watching bands play. The least you can do is walk up the road.
It's only up the road. It's like literally up the road.
How many kilometres is that?
Like, I don't
200
know,
or something.
Probably something like that, yeah.
2.5 days.
Yeah,
have you thought about this one?
We've thought about it.
This is something you thought about this morning.
No, we did talk about it.
It's just when we left the office on Friday.
Before
when you were giddy.
When I was heading off to do work and he was heading for the airport, we were ringing each other going, do you know what we should do? And then that was it. Then I went, see, have a good gig. He went, yeah, see you, knock a good wall.
Think how fit you'll be when you go back to training.
Who does it with me?
Cahill's Camino on Today FM.
Hold on 2 seconds here now. No, we're not holding on. We're setting Cahill this unbelievable challenge. Our latest challenge, Cahill. Just a simple one of walking from Cashel to Today FM. That's easy peasy, right?
Absolutely. Of course, we're going to help him along the way. We're going to be giving him a start and end point that he has to reach before sundown each evening. And of course, you can follow Cahill's progress on Today FM's Instagram at Today FM. Let us cross live now to his hometown of Cashel, where Cahill's Camino will be beginning. Hello, Cahill.
Hello, boys.
How are you feeling?
Can you hear the beep?
Yeah. We can hear car horns going 90.
So come here, where in Cashel are you? Because, I mean, Dermot and I know your hometown fairly well.
Yeah, so you've been up here before. I'm up at the hurling fields. So a quarter of the town here, all of my old furniture here, and my mum and my sister are here.
That's very cute. Okay, so you've got some support there.
Yeah.
And you are walking from from the hurling field in Cashel to Marconi House here in Dublin, where Today FM studios are. And you've got to be here in Today FM before we finish the show at 12 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, which I don't know how possible that actually is.
So. Well, we checked on Google Maps. If you don't sleep, you'll have it done by Thursday even.
I need my sleep. Although I didn't sleep last night. I never do not sleep, and I could not sleep last night. You had me a nervous wreck for this one. I think it's because I have to go through Cashel.
Yeah, well, it's your hometown, as you said. The Minogue Furniture gang are out there, the Mafia, and then your mom and your sister. There they are, yeah. We know you're there,
yeah.
Think about it. It's just a parade of one. Just see it that way.
And well, actually, local legend Ken Whelan, he's going to walk through the town with me, and he gave me a walking stick.
Well, I was going to ask you, Carl, because, like, here's the thing. When you were doing the marathon, you were all about the preparation. Obviously, there was the training and all that. But then the gear, all the gear was sorted for the marathon. You had the correct runners. You had the correct socks. You had the nipple tape. You had everything. Yeah. You had your beautiful yellow singlet. What have you got sorted gear-wise for this thing, which is unknown to you?
I have my dad's old walking boots and I have my GAA gear.
Wow, what a beautiful image.
What do you wear? Like, this isn't supposed to be a thing you do in February. It's supposed to be in the summertime in Spain or somewhere like that. Not in -4 in Cashel's to toilet.
Well, we did hear a siren in the background there. Are you about to be arrested for crimes against fashion? Is that, that what's happening?
That was the guards. There's going to be a guard escort out of the town here. This is a pretty big deal.
To get you out of Cashel as quickly as possible. We should say this is all with thanks to our friends at the Irish Life My Life app. And Kyle will be tracking his steps the whole way along on the My Life app. You can download it for free. If you can join in at home, you can track your steps on the My Life app. You can earn enough points to get a free Costa coffee as well. Surely by the time you walk to Marconi, you'll have enough points there, Kyle, to get yourself a coffee.
I want the biggest homecoming ever when I get back to Marconi. I envisage myself looking like Tom Hanks out of Castaway coming in to the studio on Friday morning. So there better be a big homecoming for me.
Oh, it'll be. It'll be underwhelming at best.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to set you your challenge today because every single day, Kyle, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a start point and an end point, and you have to get there by sundown. And look, as you said, it's February. Happy St. Bridget's Day and all that, but it is like, it's not exactly like your summertime where the sun is out until 10 o'clock. So, are you ready?
Okay, where do I have to go to?
So, you're at Cashel King Cormac's GAA Club at the Hurling Field, right?
Yes.
You have to walk today before sundown to Kilkenny.
So, wait, sundown is like 4 o'clock here.
Yeah, so it's 9 o'clock now, 9:15.
Yeah, what are you doing still talking to us, Kyle? Yeah. You should be walking by now.
Can I go now? It's freezing. Can I get moving?
Actually, yeah, do you know what we'll do? We'll give you a countdown, and then you can head off and make sure those Minogue furniture and all your friends and family and the guards are ready to beep their horns.
They're definitely listening in.
Okay, hold off with the horns yet. Okay, we'll give you a countdown. All right, ready?
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
walk!
Yes! Go on,
Cahal! Right, our Cahal, we set him the challenge this morning. Well, we set it from a while ago, but he kicked it off this morning of walking from Cashel to Today FM. Yes, that's Cashel to Dublin. And this is him being kicked off by the pipe band, Two Pipers, in Cashel this morning. So if you go to at Today FM on Instagram, you can follow all the happenings of Cahal around the place.
So much for him doing this low profile.
Not happening.
Like, it is impossible to be discreet with bagpipes.
Brian was on to us as well about Cahal.
Lads, it's Brian here. I've done the Cahal Camino 4 times and I can tell you, don't knock the Vaseline. It is a foot saver. Just don't walk on hard floors or you'll break your head.
Yes, that was one of the tips, was to rub Vaseline into your feet before you start walking. Apparently it saves you from the blisters.
How are you getting on, Kyle?
Okay is the word I'd use. Rain is starting to come down here.
So you didn't factor rain into this now.
You have a couple hours. Couple hours under your belt. How are you feeling physically?
The tops of my toes are starting to hurt already, which is not a good sign.
Well, you're wearing your dad's mountain hiking boots. Why did you not get your own?
I'm not getting paid enough for any of this, okay? I can't afford to be buying shoes.
Well, you say you can't afford things. You had the biggest send-off Cashel has ever seen. This is the sound of you walking off this morning out of Cashel town. You had your own pipe band.
Yeah, it was my county final, you know. My father always had a dream that I'd be walking behind a pipe band on county final day. Well, he didn't get that, but he did get the start of my Camino. So
how far have you gone so far? You've been walking, we kind of kicked you off around 11:15. It's now 11:40, so almost 2.5 hours. Where are you?
Yeah, so, I had to look on Google Maps because... hey, can you hear that?
No. Oh, yeah, you're getting loads of beeps.
Yeah, it scares me for a while, and then I realise they're supporting me. So, I'm in a place called Burgessland. I don't know what that means to anyone, but that's what it says on Google Maps. So, I'm about 3 kilometres from my first little pit stop, which is the Horse and Jockey Hotel.
The horse and jockey. That's a good L spot now. So what are you going to look forward to when you get there, apart from a toilet?
I have the hang sandwiches in the bag here. So I'll sit into the Jeep and I'll have the tea and the hang sandwiches.
Dermot was wondering, what are you carrying in the backpack? So we know now you've got hang sandwiches in there. What else?
I have Nature Valley bars, water, and I have some wet gear, which does need to come on because it's starting to pelt now.
Carrying the water seems like a bit of a fool's errand. Could you not throw that into Today FM SUV and jump into that every now time you need it?
No, you do this walking and you make suggestions on what I should be doing.
He's got a point.
How about one of those platypus things? You know, the soft water packs where the tube comes out and goes into your mouth?
It's an Everest I'm doing. It's the old Dublin Road I'm on.
Okay, so you're going to stop off in the horse and jockey, and then do you think you'll make your first kind of finals destination, which is Kilkenny, before sundown? Are you on track,
I'm tipping now. The Cashel did slow me down. There was a lot of, it was a big parade, guys, so I hope we get out of town.
Yeah, but, fans.
Fans had to take photos, videos, there was local councillors there and all, so everyone was getting their piece of me. So I think I'll be okay. I won't stall for long now eating the hang sandwiches.
I know, you're right. You can eat them while you're walking, sure.
Yeah. What are you gonna do for the rest of the day now?
I'm going for a nap later, I think, to be honest with you.
I'm gonna tuck him in.
Carl, keep the feet going, fair play to you, and we'll catch up with you again tomorrow and see where you've gone.
Right,
see you, Slán.
See you, bye.
You can keep an eye on what Carl's doing. If you go to @todayfm on Instagram, on the todayfm stories, you can see exactly what he's doing. And it's always thanks to our friends at Irish Life Health. Joins us live now. Yeah, Carl, we set you the challenge yesterday of going from Cashel to Kilkenny before sundown. A, did you make it?
Yes, literally... just as the sun was coming down, it was starting to get a bit dodgy on the roads of Kilkenny. But we just came into the GA club. I'd say I had 20 more minutes before the sun.
Right, amazing. Yeah. Well, I know people have been following your progress on @todayfm on Instagram. You can check out the Instagram stories for all the updates on what Carl is doing. So, Carl, how many steps, what distance did you cover yesterday in your jaunt from Cashel to Kilkenny?
Steps was about 43,000 steps.
Jeepers. That's insane.
Kilometres, I think it was maybe about 36 kilometres.
So nearly a marathon's worth of walking in you.
Yeah, and the sun, literally, we just got in on time. So please don't make this long today, because I don't have the pep in my step that I might have had at 9 o'clock yesterday, leaving Cashel.
Yeah, but hang on. Carl, leaving Cashel exactly yesterday, you had so many distractions. Your mom was there. Your sister was there. The Minogue family furniture business were there. There was a piper. You've none of that today. You've just got, bang, hit the road. Here we go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, reality really has set in this morning. I don't know how you picked this place, because this is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well,
honestly, it's the middle of nowhere.
We should tell everyone that what we've done is we got Cahill as far as Kilkenny, and then we're not like the cruelest humans in the world. We stuck him in a car and we drove him to his next starting point, which is Ballybritis in Laois. and I love this kind of general address is near the Laois-Offaly border. It doesn't even have a townland. It's just near the Laois-Offaly border. So, Cahill, I'll set your task in a minute, but I want to know how the body's holding up. I mean, what was it like to do 43,000 steps in, 7 or 8 hours or whatever it was? Like, what's hurting the most?
It's as terrible as you think it might be. You've probably never done 43,000 steps.
I haven't done 43,000 steps, I think, in my life, possibly, Carl. But to mind in one day.
It was sore. I didn't play my cards right yesterday. I wore the boots, which I know were my dad's old walking boots. We've been through this. Okay?
Nobody thought that was a good idea.
I regret it. My feet were killing me. So I did swap, but about 10 kilometers ago, I put on my runners. And I felt 10 tons lighter.
Okay.
But I put back on the runners. So I've been wearing the sliders ever since, but I'm afraid to put shoes on. The tops of my toes are sore.
Right.
So the minute I finished the walk yesterday, sliders were on, and they've been on ever since. So I put on the runners this morning, and my heels. What's the story with my heels? They're absolutely killing me.
Oh, really? So it's not the toes?
It's not the toes at all. It's the ones I put the shoes on. The heels were, like, killing me at the back. Now, luckily enough, when we arrived last night, Emerald had sorted out a physio for me. So Aisling was there, and she gave me a good rub out, but it was... you needed magic hands to fix the pain.
Well, you got
to
get that lactic acid out of the muscles, so fair play to her for doing that. And then what about today, then? Like, have you got... As Dermot was saying yesterday, Compeed. Have you got any kind of like plasters written for the heels?
Yeah, I have all that, but I don't. I think it's all just pain inside the body.
Oh, right. It's so some plantar fasciitis, like something's totally standard, Carl. Yeah. You'd be grand.
The heels are freaking me out a small bit. I've never had pain in the backs of my heels. You know, another thing that was really weird last night.
Go on.
When I went to bed, my face was all tight. Like, I couldn't smile or anything. I was
No, that might be sadness. I don't know. But it probably is windburn. Yeah, I mean, you were outside walking, whether you're with the wind or against the wind, you're walking for, like, basically an entire day. Did you not lash on the SPF yesterday?
I put on a small... Now, it's weird putting SPF on. It's February.
No, but hang on. It's SPF is protecting you against the elements. It's not sun... I know we call it sunscreen or suntan lotion, but come on. It's like it's just SPF is against everything. It'll make you feel not tight.
I put a bit on yesterday morning, but I lashed it on this morning, although it is a dark... and dreary days, so it feels weird putting SPF on. Well, I'll say that again. It's February day, but you have me out walking in.
Put the SPF on, and then don't forget, when you stop at lunchtime, put it on again. It doesn't last forever. And then eventually you'll get to sleep, and you will be able to smile. Though maybe not after I set you today's challenge. I should tell everyone that this is all thanks to the Irish Life My Life app. And Carl's tracking his steps on the My Life app, and you can download it for free. In fact, if you track your steps on the My Life app, you can earn enough points to get a free Costa coffee, which I'm sure you'll need today, Carl, in fairness to you.
Yeah, I think I might be, I'm surely going to be passing through some towns.
I haven't given you your directions just yet. Tell me about the backpack, because yesterday you had the water in there, you had the hang sandwiches, and you had a few Nature Valley bars. Same ingredients today?
Same ingredients today. Obviously now the SBS has gone in today. some techie stuff. A power bank. That's one thing. The power bank. And you know what I wish I brought was sunglasses. I know it's the sun isn't out, but you get a pain in your head from being out all this time.
Pain in your head, pain in your heels, pain in your skin. I'm seeing a lot of pain here, Carl.
Yeah, there was a lot of pain. In fairness, though, it was nice. There was actually at times people were pulling in on the road yesterday, jumping out, having a chat for a while. And it was lovely having a chat with people. But then you stop and then you try and start walking again and it's very painful.
Oh, so they're stopping you en route to have chats as opposed to walking with you?
No, yeah, in fairness, there was a woman, Nicola, who's from Urlingford or somewhere. Yeah. She walked with me for a bit. And that was lovely because I had to walk through Urlingford and obviously a lot of people just thought I was some mentler walking with a big flag on my back. She was able to explain to everyone what was going on.
Well, we're definitely getting a lot of photos in of people who met you. Seamus from Holy Cross and Thurles was on and says, look who I met, Tumming a Lift in Urlingford yesterday.
Yeah.
You remember him?
I met lots of good people.
Carl, somebody does says 43,000 steps, lads. As a postman, Carl, they're rookie numbers.
Hey.
You're being a right wind. Sean, you were saying you tried to ring Carl.
Yeah, because I guess I obviously have to check in on Carl. It's my responsibility that he makes it back to Dublin alive. And I tried to ring him three times yesterday, and every time I rang him, someone had stopped in the middle of the road to take a picture with him while he was in the street.
He is a celebrity, there's no doubt about it. Carl Minogue, here's your challenge for today, all right?
Okay,
you're
going to
put the phone down, you're going to get going, and you're going to walk from Ballybritis, there near the Leash-Offaly border, to the Curragh in Kildare before sundown.
The Curragh in Kildare
before sundown.
The racecourse.
Yeah, off you go now. Come on, don't be talking to us and asking questions. Get going there.
Which way do I go?
I don't know.
Cahill's Camino on Today FM.
Hold on 2 seconds here now.
Our Carl, he is some man. We set him the challenge of walking from his hometown of Cashel from Wednesday morning and seeing if he could make it back to our studios before close of business today, which for us is 12 o'clock. So, so there's less than 3 hours to go. Let's find out where the man is. Colm Minogue.
Greetings, Dave. From the foot of the Dublin mountains. You couldn't have picked a more secluded spot, like.
Well, here's the thing. We wanted to give you an insight into the different parts. Because we all know you're a proud tip man and you're a country boy. But, I mean, haven't you found, like, yourself in places you never thought you'd find yourself? That road out to Urlingford, I mean, that was new to you. Then yesterday you were walking across, you know, sheep land. These are all new experiences.
This isn't the way I thought that I would discover Ireland. It's been quite the journey. I'm in a lot of pain. Still, the heels, man. The heels are killing me.
What's up with the heels? Why are the heels hurting you so much? You said this yesterday morning. We all thought it might be like, you know, the blisters on the toes or whatever, but it seems to be some kind of internal heel scenario.
Yeah, I don't know. So if any physio or doctor or anyone is listening that might know why. But like, I was wearing the Crocs all last night. Grand. Didn't put them in, didn't activate sport mode. I just left them in the normal slider.
Yeah.
And then when I put it on the runners this morning, oh, it was killing me. So it's still taking me. I'm afraid to start walking. But anyway, I that doesn't mean I won't start walking.
No, it doesn't. Because you are a determined man, if nothing else. And Carl, look, all you need to do is get the Irish Life My Life app, and I'm sure you'll find a physio and a doctor that can help you. Carl's tracking his steps. I saw you got your free coffee yesterday.
I did, yeah. With the point, sure, I've racked up so many points now. I have thousands and thousands of points on the app from all the steps that I've done. So I went to do a Costa Coffee and they gave me a free coffee.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's all about. You can get that if you download the Irish Life My Life app. You can track your own steps, and if you get enough on them, you can get a free Costa Coffee. All right, but yesterday, Carl, your challenge was to go from Leash to the Curra. It was a long old stroll. How many hours were you walking?
I was walking for about maybe six, but... Did you check the route before you set it? Because it was a bit of a mess yesterday. So it was all grand, okay? It was all grand. Got to about Monaster Evan. It was making good time, okay? Went through the... is it a village or a town, Monaster Evan?
I'd say it's a town. Town, yeah, absolutely.
Townland.
Met some... it's on town land anyway. Met some locals, met some lovely business people as well. I was doing ads in Everton yesterday. I was promoting businesses left, right, and centre. And then I got to the stretch where you get onto the road to go to the next town, which was Kildare Town. And I was standing there at the edge of the road for a while, and I was like, I do not fancy this. And I was like, Dave Moore's insurance does not cover me to walk down this road.
What did it look like?
It was just tight. It was just a bit too tight for my liking.
To be sure you're walking. How tight is the road? Is it a foot wide or something?
Come on, Carl.
I like my big hair shoulders.
Right.
On my back.
Okay.
Anyway, I was apprehensive. And I was standing there maybe for about 15 minutes, and a guard pulled in. I was like, oh no, they're going to think I'm some weirdo stalking out the place. And then she said, are you the fella doing the walking? I goes, I am, yeah. She goes, we heard about you. She goes, what's the story? What's wrong with you? I goes, I don't fancy walking down this road here. How long is this? She goes, it's tight for about a kilometer anyway. And we were both kind of chatting away anyway. And she said, do you want a lift? I was like, okay.
That's a disgrace.
No, it was in the interest of health and safety, she said. So I threw the flag into the back of the squad car, and she dropped me off, and I actually got off at this junction where it was a back road, because I thought, okay, I'll walk the back roads, it'd add another 2 kilometres, but I was just too afraid.
Okay.
I was chickening out here. And when you started walking the back roads, and guess what? I hit a dead end. Google Maps was wrong.
Good enough for you for getting the lift.
So now, if there was ever a time that I was hating on all the V inside and there, it was yesterday.
So did you have to walk back then and retrace your steps?
I had to walk back. And now, in fairness, Alex is here with me. He's in convoy with me in the Jeep.
Right.
For he's never too far. But he was a bit confused as to where I was going. I was trying to share my live location. Like, where are you? I was like, look, I was with a guard. It's a long story. But anyway, so full disclosure again, I had to get into the Jeep for another maybe 600 meters. Someone was beeping at me, waving. So to that lady, I was not cheating.
Yes, two lifts he has.
Here.
Okay, I got into the car twice. I know, it's bad.
This is not Carl's road trip. It's Carl's Camino.
Yeah, it's Carl's Camino, where he survives and makes it to Marconi by the end of the day.
Okay, well, actually, speaking of that, you are now where? The Ticknock Mountain Trail. Is that where we've dropped you off?
Yeah. Thanks for that, by the way.
So that's the Dublin-Kildare border. So what do you think? Can you make it from Ticknock? To like, you've got to get into Today FM in the middle, like right beside Stephen's Green, and you've got to get here before 12.
Yeah, I look, the only thing I know is that at least there's paths in Dublin.
Yeah,
so I'm going to just keep walking. I'll have no issues. Although I don't know, is this going to be the hardest walk or the easiest? Because it's kind of mortifying walking through Dublin city and people, a lot of people that don't know what's going on. So and also yesterday I was getting a lot of beeps from people and they're all waving out. Beeping is a different thing in Dublin, isn't it? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's not. The country beep is very friendly and is usually, how are you? You know, like, how are things? There you are. In Dublin, it's more like, get off the road, you son. Stop waiting here.
I'm expecting a few jeers. But look, yes, I'm confident I'm going to make it back. All I ask is that you at least have a cup of tea or something there.
Well,
no, we've tell no you budget. What. We spent the budget on the flag.
That's why we couldn't afford a proper route and you ended up heading down back roads and dead ends. Well, I'll tell you what. Try and avoid squad cars if you can and Today FM branded vehicles and walk to Marconi House, okay?
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Well, we're here now, Carl, for another 2 hours and 42 and a half minutes. So if I were you, I'd put the phone down and put the feet in front of each other and get those sore heels into Marconi.
Right, good luck. And by the way, we're having meetings about this.
Cahill?
Well
is right. Where are you? How are you?
I'm at the top of Diggs Lane, the street that Marconi House is on.
You're here!
I'm literally walking in the door as we speak.
God, you're going to do it!
If you give me 2 minutes, I'll be up to lift. There's my flag on. The lift is out of service.
Yeah.
This lift is out of service.
I know. Something really weird happened with the lift. And now you might have to walk up the stairs to the fourth floor.
Is that ye messing?
No! We can't control the lift, Carl.
Here, up the stairs.
Yeah, come on,
it's
up the stairs. Let's go.
Up the stairs.
Come here. How was the walk today?
Hard because I've no keys for this door. it was a bit awkward. It was sore, but it was also awkward because people were like, "What the hell is going on with this fella?"
So that's the thing. Down the country, as we say, you're getting loads of supportive beeps and loads of love, and people were stopping for photos. You were advertising businesses left, right, and centre. What was the Dublin audience like?
It was a mixed reaction. A lot of strange looks. I definitely got the most strange looks today. Come here, I'm only on the second floor.
Come
here.
On, keep going. You've got it. This is your last few steps. Come on. We're so proud.
Let's
you're actually
you
in the building.
Heels.
Yeah, your heels are sore. So use the balls of your feet there. You'll be fine. Go on. You don't even use your heels.
If Sean Reed doesn't have a cup of tea at the end of this, I'm telling you one thing.
I think a cup
of tea. Why is the lift not working?
I don't know. It's just a weird thing that happened. Just happened there a few minutes ago, like when we heard you were around the corner.
The flag was breaking there as well as we were getting close. We had to make a pit stop.
You broke the flag.
Hey.
Oh, are you here? Are you on the fourth floor?
Yeah, I am on the fourth floor.
Everyone in the office is cheering for him. Yes,
the worst poppers ever. Yay!
Wow. Come on, walk in. Let's have you.
Okay, I'm coming in.
Come on in.
Like crawling. I have confetti in my mouth.
Carl Minogue, he's in the building. Sit down.
I have made it. I think my flag is a bit too high, isn't it?
Your flag is fine. Now you're sitting down. It's fine. Come
on,
the
stairs.
You
You're
so bad.
I have made it into Marconi. What's the crack with the lift? Out of all days.
Oh, yeah. It was just so weird that it broke today of all days.
Oh, man.
Carl, you just did it. You did it.
It's so nice and warm in here. That's my county final right there. That's my open top bus.
So do you have deodorant?
Why do I smell?
You absolutely stink.
Yeah, I know. Look, I've been wearing the same clothes for the last 3 days.
Well, look, God. You did it. How was it?
It was emotional, Dave.
Yeah.
I had a lot of time on my own just thinking. There was open roads. I actually have some stats for you.
Oh, I love stats.
Yeah, okay. So it was 2.5 days of walking.
Yeah.
Over 80,000 steps.
80,000?
Over 4,000 steps on my MyLife app, by the way,
okay,
guys.
Okay, very good.
That's a lot of free coffee.
My Life app, the Irish Life My Life app. It's free to download. You can get a free coffee for doing your steps, yeah.
1,204 beeps I got. 943 strange looks.
Yeah, that's how bored he was. He was actually counting the beeps on his watch.
I had 17 Nature Valley bars. I did 15 ads for local businesses along the way. There were 8 pit stops. The flag broke in actually very close to here. I have 2 broken heels and there was 1 piped band.
Hey! Give that man.